far as saying getting ready, she liked to do
primp. She primped.
And a boy would do what?
What would a boy do?
Well, now what would you carry your coins in? You had a what? Something to carry your coins in when you were going out
with somebody?
Yeah.
You'd
Or all your things.
Uh-huh. You'd have it was a little handbag you'd have, not a satchel. Satchel was what you carried big things in.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what they
your
were.
Your mother, what would she carry around with her? She'd have when she went into town.
She'd carry a purse, I reckon the only thing I knew. Purse, a pocketbook.
Around her wrist, a woman would wear a
bracelet,
and a man wore a.
He's a stick pin in his tie. Yeah. Was the main thing a man wore.
Yeah.
Was a stick pin in his tie.
Yeah.
And a woman loved to wear a locket. Now, if she was dressed up, you know, she wore a locket. You know.
Did you ever see those old type the fellows that would have a
watch chain?
Uh huh. Okay.
Wire pocket and watch chain and a chain. You know that boy John was in here? His daddy, his granddaddy, my dad-in-law that was so, his great-granddaddy had a Hamilton railroad watch given to him. Oh, he bought it pretty cheap one way. Anyway, he has a Hamilton railroad watch. That boy is wearing it now. He puts that Hamilton watch, he's got on a chain. His last suit has a, would you like to see it? It's this big. He wears it and he's got him a chain. His daddy, the uncle gave it to him, to his daddy, and his daddy has given to him. My son can't wear a watch.
Why?
Because it won't run, it stops on him. There's something about him, he can't wear a watch. My husband gave me a watch instead of an engagement ring. I didn't want anybody to know that I was going to get married, so I told him I was afraid he'd fool me. So I told him to give me an Elgin watch. I was in training. I needed it. And so I had it fixed after I quit wearing it. It was a medium. It was a very pretty watch, and it runs now when I have it fixed. But I gave it to my son for a pocket watch, and he can't wear it. And he can't wear a wristwatch. It's something about it. I told him he's had too much static. It'll stop on him.
I never heard of that.
Well, it's so. He can't wear a watch. But now this boy is wearing this Hamilton watch. And that's what he's got on a big chain. It's on a big chain. He's got it. I told him the other day, I said, if you aren't old fashioned, fourth generation.
Now, what do men wear to hold their trousers up?
Galluses, suspenders now, but galluses then.
And over you when it rains, you'd hold a
parasol, not an umbrella.
Okay. Now the last thing you put on a bed would be, you know, the fancy top coat.
Canopin.
Canopin.
C-O-U-N-T-I-P-A-N-E. Canopin.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of bedspreads, they were canopins.
And you put your head on a
pillow.
But did you see the kind of pillow that went?
Sham pillows, they had shams on them. Pillows had pillow shams on them.
What's that?
That's a big piece of cloth, just a mat spread. Your canopin. You had a piece of thing to match a canopin. And that's what you put on your bed.
Well, pillow. Did you see the pillow that went all the way from one
bolster.
Side?
Bolster.
Yeah.
Bolster.
A bolster went.
B-O-L-S-T-R. Went clean across.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, okay, now, say you didn't have room for all the people to sleep, would you make a kind of, what would you call a kind of a makeshift
pallet? Make a pallet.
On the floor?
Pallet on the floor. But, see, and then, they come in back in style, they had trundle beds, don't you know? They had, the beds were higher, and they'd have a bed to go under that bed. Well, that was a trundle bed. They're coming back in style now, do you know that? Huh? Well, they are.